Blog Talk Radio.
That was Dime a Dozen. What's going on, everybody? We're live on another The Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. And I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We're live with the dopest in the world, Vernon Hill, Lazy E. What's going on, bros?
How y'all doing?
What up, what up?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good to have y'all, man.
Shottown,
what's
Thank
up?
Thank you for having me. Man, we're over here chilling, man. Absolutely. We just heard our record, man. It sounds fantastic even through the phone.
Hey, so we're here to talk about the new 5-track EP, They Don't Want Us in the Stew, Volume 1 by the homies. First, I want to hear about how y'all got together, you know, how the collaboration began, the concept behind everything. Let's go, man. Let's go. How did y'all begin, and I'll pose this to Vernon Hill. How did you begin, like, MCing, man?
Oh, man. You know, it's actually kind of a funny one. You know, I own and operate a studio called Studio Kai over in Chicago. Well, actually, in Vernon Hills. So if that's funny enough. So I'm taking on my hometown, so that I put that on my name. So I'm from Vernon Hills. I own a studio out there, and, you know, I've been recording people for a long time. And you know, Lazy's been working here for a long time too, man. I had to actually just start getting on the vocals, man. I had to stop watching people, you know. So that's actually how started.
Wow. So you put the town on your name, on your back, Vernon Hills.
You know it, brother. You know it. A lot of people out here that need some music under their name. Everybody goes down to the city to get it done, man. But the Northwest Verbs actually do it too, man. Yeah, that's how it is. It's actually a little more beautiful in my backyard, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. So, okay, so you were in the stew. You began as a what, engineer?
Always in the stew.
Say that one more time.
Man, I'm always in the stew, man. I'm an engineer, man. I do the mixing, I do the mastering. I do wear a lot of hats, but yeah, the mix and the mastering is kind of my thing, man. We got a team over here, man, of four guys. Ryan, Lazy, and Les, man, we all do our thing, man. So we all do a little different thing, a little different genres. So, yeah, we attack everything.
Word. And then Lazy E, how did you get your name, bro?
Well, the pseudonym Lazy E comes from, I have a lazy eye, like my right eye tilts in a little bit, so just take that to my advantage.
Right, so you twist that into your MC name.
And my
how long have
Eric,
you been doing it?
Oh,
there we go.
Right. No, it was a 2-for-1, you know what I'm saying? But
you guys are funny.
Now, I'm also an engineer here at Studio Kai in Vernon Hills. Make sure to check that out. We have a website and everything. But I've been making music for 7 years, give or take. You know, and then
musicians connect.
Exactly, yeah. So we do a lot of other people's music as well. But me and my friend Werner Hill, we just really got in the collab album and it came out great, refreshing and all that, you know.
Right.
We had to release it.
Yeah, we feel too damn good about this, man. And the whole theory behind the thing is, man, they really don't want us in the stew, man. Whether it's with someone else or with ourselves, man, like, because when we're not in the stew, man, that gives everybody else an opportunity and they take the one up. But then when we're in the stew, man, that's 24 hours, man. You check my Instagram, you check my Snapchat, you know I'm up 24 hours working on this stuff. So, you know, like, it's no joke, and they really don't want us here, man. So I'm happy y'all is bumping the album, man. It's really a lot to us. So thank you for that.
Hey, everyone, make sure they check out Studio Kai Music. It's up on Facebook. There's a website, Twitter, all that. Studio Kai, Kai is spelled K-A-I.
My man.
Right?
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It means the ocean and rebirth. It's a nice little story for us.
So let's get the background, like the concept of the project. So you got 5 tracks. It's called They Don't Want Us in the Stew, Volume 1. So we're going to be looking for more of these. This is volume 1. We're getting in on the ground level, y'all.
Volume 2, man. Do you hear that last song on there, man? You hear that last song, Volume 2? We even put a Volume 2 on there for you. They don't want Volume 2. That's the whole thing, man. We got to give them a little chance. But we'll give it to them. It's already on the way, man. I'll give you a little announcement on that. Me and Lazy actually already work on it.
How did the minds form to put the project together?
I put the project together. How did we do it? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question, man?
Yeah. So how did you all collaborate and decide to go ahead and jump in the booth and put this collaborative project together?
So... the very first song, Scott P, we had that song like kind of in the vault for a minute. It was like something that like we always wanted to release and all that, but we just wasn't the right time. And just like honestly a couple of weeks ago, we really, really got in the stew. And that's where it all came from. They don't want us in the stew. We were in the stew like I was probably here 6 days a week, 6 out of 7, whatever, like 12-hour days, like overnight. And we just cranked this whole thing out like in probably like a week, like really, really sat down and did it.
Dang! All and it started all with Scott P. The title of the first track.
Yeah, that really, really led the vision for the rest of it.
Wow! All right, so you know what? Let's go ahead and rock out to Scott P. real quick, and then we're gonna come back and like go. We're going to go back in time to when you all actually created Scott P, like the vibe, the whole feeling behind the whole project. This right
yes,
here
sir,
is Scott P by the homies Vernon Hill and Lazy E. Let's get into it, y'all.
pocket money, make it choppy. Power moves Illuminati. I'm like, ooh, hey. Kimo Sabi, blowing up like kamikaze. 90s baby Tamagotchi. I'm like, ooh. She know exactly what to do. She got that combo special move. That pussy pink like Majin Buu. Hey. Every day like deja vu. I tell her Kush is my cologne. She tell me Kush is my perfume. I'm so high, I better shoot. I'm so lit, hot air balloon. Wake up in the afternoon. OG pushing the cartoons. This is nothing
yeah,
like
I'm ballin', got it, babe. You don't ball no more. Put you at the door. Yeah, I'm ballin', got it, babe. You don't ball no more. So I'm ballin', got it, babe. You don't ball no more.
That's ill. Hey, this right here is vibe music. Catch a Wave with Scotty P. That's off of the new collaborative album by Vernon Hill and Lazy E. They Don't Want Us in the Stew Volume 1, which we are talking about now. Man, Joe, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, man, that's what I like to hear. We're bumping over here. Yeah, we got a little dance always going to it, man. We hopefully got a little video coming soon. Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, that's all I was about to ask. That's all I was about to ask, man. I can see the video.
Man, we really want to shoot a video for it, man. But, you know, we have a lot of music we're working on right now, man. We have a lot of other projects that are under our belt, and we really want to promote a lot of our projects. So, you know, we're taking some time on it, man. We might be dropping some new music on you before you get a video. So, yeah, I think that might be true, right, lady? I'd have to say so. Yeah, I think we're dropping a new song on it, that's for sure. Yeah. We don't
take us back. Take us back and reminisce with us a little bit about how you all created Scott P. Like, who came up with the concept? You know, were you both in the stew and you all just kind of came up with it like organically on the spot, or did one person have it written down, came and recorded, and somebody else came and finished it off? Who harmonized on it? Who rapped on it? Let us know.
Okay, so yeah, Scott P. All right. If I'm being 100% honest, Scott P. was one day me and Vernon Hill are in the stew. And I walk outside for like a smoke break or something, and I come back in and he has the hook recorded. So he's on the hook. And it was probably like, I don't know, it was like a blink of an eye, you know. I didn't expect it, so I had to sit on it. I was like, okay, I gotta go home and like write something to this real quick. And I probably came up with my verse like that night, you know, when I went home, came back the next day, we recorded it, but then we just kind of sat on it for a minute.
We just bumped in.
Oh, we rebelled. Yeah. We've performed that song like live, you know, a couple of times, but we've never actually mixed it. And, you know, we just really mixed it, mastered it, and got it nice and all that.
Yeah, man, I freestyle everything I do, but I think that was the only written verse you ever did on that album.
Yeah.
I think that was the only written verse. Everything else we did, we sat in the studio together and freestyled it out and just did it off the dome. I mean, there's too many possibilities when it comes to this music stuff, man, so... We really just did it off of our emotions, man, and our chemistry. And I think that shows in the music. It almost kind of sounds to me like it's one person in some of the songs. So, you know, like that was my biggest accomplishment. I think I hope everybody gets that feeling too. It's two people, but one mind, you know.
You know what really stands out to me is, apart from the skill as far as the harmonizing and the writing, the production, the beat. And the mixing, mastering of And a good example would be at the end of Scott P, where you got this very whimsical, you know, artful, playful mixing technique that you all put on it. Which one of y'all did that, or do you all kind of like trade off on the mixing of
man,
the project?
Man, that was all Lazy, man. Lazy did all that effect at the end, but I, you know, that effect at the end is my favorite thing on that whole entire album. Like, that me up right
yeah.
now, boy. That was one of my favorite parts of the album. But I do all of the EQ and compression, like all the,
that's,
you know,
the hard work.
I do the hard work, yeah. But Lazy did all the cool shit, man. So I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but yeah, Lazy did all the cool stuff, man. You know.
dope. All right, and so what? How would you call like you know, people like to say that, you know, different genres. You know, they love genres. You know, this is hip hop. This is R&B. What genre would you all fall in under?
You know, so I was actually asked this question the other day, and the best way I could put it was mainstream.
Contemporary.
Like, yeah, you know, something like that. Like, nowadays it's like hip hop, you think something else, rap, you think something else, pop, you think something else. So the best thing I could put is mainstream. Like,
I agree with you, man.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree with you.
That's
I don't want to tell
answer.
You pop, R&B, hip hop, you know, because that's just a contradiction.
I would say new age, alternative hip hop, something like that.
A lot of contemporary influence, too, but, you know, just, you know, a lot of eclecticism.
All right, so I like to play a little game with EPs. So I'll blurt out a name of one of your songs, and you give me a quick explanation of either the vibe or, you know, what someone would take away from that particular song. Y'all game?
Okay. Yeah, we're totally game.
All right, so track number 2, Dime a Dozen.
Oh, fresh. Oh, that song is fresh. That song is, first one, Scott T, second one is Swaggy T.
Wait, were we supposed to describe fresh. A moment in time about it, or just one word?
anything, a sentence, you know, anything, fresh. So somebody can connect with it, so once they listen to it, like, yeah, that shit was fresh.
Hey, you know, absolutely, man. I think that was my first rap song I've ever done, kind of, right?
Yeah.
That was like the first time I've ever rapped. I don't know, that song is really nice to me, man. I really enjoyed it. We kind of came up with the concept together, and it's just kind of a cocky song, man. But it's also, it just kind of shies on, like, you know, like, the imperfections of, you know, like, being a musician and trying to become a star, you know? That's kind of what it really is, you know?
That's a perfect overview, dog. I like that.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. All
right, so the outro is Volume 2. What's that about?
Say the wild volume tuna.
Okay, for disclaimer, it's not volume tuna. All right, my mom came up to me and she was like, "What's with that volume tuna song?" And I was like, "No, it's just they don't want volume two, nah, you know, like a gospel, nah, nah." But that lazy, you want to
hilarious, dude.
You know? Yeah, when we were making the music the whole time, we're just. They don't want us in the studio, man. They don't want us in the studio. And when we were really done, it was just we were about to release it, and it was we had to give them the outro, and we literally just stomped and clapped, and it was, they don't want volume two, nah.
Oh, no.
They don't want we just felt so – we were really proud, man, and we felt that other people around us were going to wave to it, and they were going to want a volume two. And it was kind of like a – hey, we're here, and we're going to be bringing these volume 1, 2, 3.
Hey, dude, and we're goofy, bro. You know, like, I just like to point it out. You know, we just like to hang out, and we're funny dudes, but we are serious and professional about our music. So we just want to get that off, you know, a little bit. You know, not just like, we have a lot of serious songs, I feel like, on there, too.
Yeah.
But Scott P kind of, like, is the only one that makes you feel kind of serious. So that one, I think, just, you know, brought us across a little bit that we like to have fun. And we're homies, man.
Beep,
we got chemistry, dog. We just need to, like, pay for this, bro. We, like, we've been trying to just figure out this for a long time, you know? And finally, we made
beep,
something
beep.
In fucking 1 week.
Track number 3.
Oh, Beep Beep. Beep Beep's a cool one, man. Shout out to my man, Jack Frost. He's one of our boys who made that beat. Absolutely killer beat. Actually, so Lazy made that song with one of our engineers. He was, like, making a totally different song to it. And he, like, came up to me, he's like, dude, you know, I just don't like it. You know, I don't like what's going on here. And I was like, you know what? Let me just throw on this, like, low voice down in chorus that sounds like it's already happened before but has never happened. And I don't know, then then that like hop in my ride. That shit just like, oh my god, man. Yeah, you know, the ideas fly. Yeah, the ideas fly after that. So yeah, that song's really, really nice, man. It just makes me feel like I want to cruise down Ocean Drive in Miami.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I don't know, with my girl, you know, like whatever it is, you know, like nobody can stop me there, you know? It's just how it is, man. It's a cruising song. It's a nice cruising song with some hot drums.
Now a deep track, Myth and Legend.
Oh my god, can I tell him? I'm sorry, I don't mean to. Okay, so Myth and Legend, that's a good one, man. I was waiting for you to ask me about that one. It took you a long time, huh? You wanted the juicy story here. So Myth and Legend, so that's a good one, man. So I'm a metalhead, you know, like I love metal music, and I come from metal, and Les, one of the guys who works in my studio as well, we've been friends forever, man. We were in a band for a long time, man, like six, something like that, years. And we did great, man, but we broke up a while back, and it was called Between Myth and Legend. And Lazy was like, you know, man, we got to make another track, man. Let's do call Between Myth and Legend. I'm like, oh, hell no, man, I'm never doing that. That's stupid. And then, you know, he's like, well, I'll just do it, and then you don't have to do it, and just do a verse. And then we just ended up switching off on it. But, you know, man, that song is about us being – what is Between Myth and Legend? I don't know. Is it normal person? Is it just striving for greatness? I really don't know. We're young and we're caught up in that loop right now. It's a paradox. So, yeah, we're just striving for greatness, man, and we don't know what's in between that. So, now I feel like we're just caught there. But, yeah, it comes from my band. Don't look that
That's
up.
That's dope. What's the name of the band?
Between Myth and Legend.
I'm going to look that up for real now.
Yeah, you can.
Don't do it. We definitely going to do it.
Oh man, now that's how you really do it right there. I'm exposed.
Hey man, it's been hella fun, man. Let's chat with y'all. Chattown artist Vernon Hills, shout out to the suburbs, homeboy Vernon Hill and Lazy E. I'm gonna give y'all the floor to, we got about 60 more seconds, so just spit out whatever else you got going on, whether it's a show that people need to check out. Of course, the album is out right now, or is it? Let us know. Also, your Twitter, Facebook, Instagram handles, everything that everybody needs to get in tune with. Go ahead, and you have the floor right now.
Man, you guys got it, man. I just want to say thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been absolutely amazing. You guys are absolutely amazing. So please check out our studio. It's Studio Kind Music. We got Instagram, Studio Kind Music, Twitter, Studio Kind Music, Facebook, Studio Kind Music. Man, we're hardworking guys, man. We're hungry as hell, but we make some good music. We feel like we're really hungry with our stuff, and we feel really good. So, you know, just expect some new music. And if you need, man, if anybody needs some work, hit up our line, man. We want to do some really good production for y'all. I mean, that's our main bean right there. So if you like what you heard, if you like the mixing, you like the mastering, we can do it from anywhere across the world. All of us do. If you need some lyrics written, my boy Lazy's got you. He's a human dictionary. Man, I just want to promote my man. You know, like, thank you, OD Beats. Thank you, Jack Frost. Thank you, everybody who helped us out. Les Sednick, Ryan Plug, all the homies, man. Yeah, check out all those men. I appreciate all of them. Man, thanks for having us on. For real. That's amazing.
What you got to say, Lazy?
I have a lazy eye on Instagram.
Yep. I have a lazy eye for Instagram, Snapchat, everything.
Hell yeah, that's how we do it, man. We quick.
All right, so now is that album out right now?
It's out, man. It's every streaming platform, man. You can check that out on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. We even put it on YouTube, man, for people who don't pay for that stuff, which is cool. So, yeah, go hop on it. Please listen to it, man. That would be amazing. We'd love to hear some feedback. We'd love for you to ask questions if there's any of the cool mixing stuff you heard, or, like, you have any mixing questions, or you just want to talk about music stuff. Like, we're cool guys, and we really like to talk, man. We're on the come up, so don't miss it.
There you have it, man. Some very talented artists, very diverse with their musical palettes, mixing, mastering, all genres. You heard Studio Kai, Studio Kai, Studio Kai Music, at Studio Kai Music everywhere, all right? This is another dope episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network, Who Pays the Bills. I'm Carl BFM Jones. Until next time. Until later on tonight, we are out of here, man. Go and get that album.
Tonight.
They don't want us in the stew. They can't keep the boys out of the stew. All right?
No, they can't.
Church.
My love.
All right, one.
didn't work at all. Even if I had to buy it, pay it off. So I spent it on a car. But I'm sipping on the yak. Got a book and put the ticket on the wall. We can see you don't see no more behind. Pretty sipping line, I think she wants my fans. Diamond lips, I do the rest. That's about all I'm caressing you. When you're feeling this. I go back.
Will you call? So fly, I will never touch the ground. Eyes low, but my head up in the clouds. Yeah, I move like a G, don't make a sound. In that new web, I cannot pronounce. I can never get away. Yeah, you talk up in my ear, but not today. Caught a little buzz, I started fade. Said you run into the money, running plays. I ain't never lonely. I got dope.